Welcome back, you guys. We've made it to the end of yet another productive, stellar week. Nothing but triumphs, hopefully. And look, we have to reiterate. We have to imprint and set in stone what we set out to do at the beginning of this week on a Final Word Friday right here, Ego Killer Motivation. We talked earlier about the mentality of the endurance athletes among us. And I posited to you guys that there is a different mindset going along with acts of endurance, that you have to be a little bit stronger in certain key areas that separate those folks from other types of athletes. And that translates to you if you're thinking about running a marathon. Remember, we said that that was a whole challenge in and of itself. And even if you're not ever gonna run a marathon, I could pretty much throw a pebble out into the street right now and yeah, you're not running one. That's all good. Still a challenge. But even if we're not ever going to run one, taking some of those beautiful attributes about endurance mindsets helps us not be front runners, right? It helps us to be acutely attuned to resilience. It helps us also to think about the idea of pain, pain tolerance versus pain thresholds. And that brings us into a broader conversation about pain. What we're going to focus on a Final Word Friday is the notion of pain. Because for me, when I think about when I'm going to run my next marathon or when I'm going to start with my first half marathon, and to do that, of course, I need to start with my next 10K, and to do that, maybe I have to, you get it. It's training to train to train. I don't know if I'm ready to just jump straight off the cliff, right? There's no halfway running a marathon. Literally, I guess you could run a half marathon. But what I'm saying is once you sign up for that fully, you have to finish it. It doesn't even matter how long you finish it. That you finish it puts you in rarefied somewhat air. There is no halfway. There are no halfway crooks. There are no halfway marathoners, right? Old buddy that ran the first ever marathon literally gave his life to run that marathon. So we're going to take, to me, the barrier has always been like, yo, that's just way too painful. I'm not going to run a marathon. That's just going to hurt. No matter what, putting my feet down on pavement repeatedly, how many tens of thousands of steps is that? That just sounds painful. The idea that you have to push through every single limit in your body once you got the perfect shoes, perfect socks, compression socks, knee braces, all the things that you might need, it still sounds super duper painful. And yet people are actually able to do it. Now, are these the same people that like grow up playing like lacrosse and football? And are these the same people that are just really study really hard and are able to withstand the rigors of academia for a really long period of time? Is these the types of folks who start up businesses or entrepreneurs who are going after the thing and no matter what roadblocks happen, they're able to work themselves around? These are the people who are the saviors, right? In the family unit. That family unit's crumbling around us. Are the endurance-minded folks the ones who are able to don the cape and ride for everybody else? You know, calling family meetings and, you know what I'm saying, handing out money and checking in on everybody no matter where they live. Are those the endurance-minded folks? Because there is a measure of what we call earlier pain, both tolerance and pain threshold. Let's break it down. Let's not forget also, too, why we're here. We're here to pick up nuggets of knowledge. We're unraveling the human condition. One of the ways you guys can start is to go onto my website and download that nutrition guide just waiting for you. Participate in these masterclass sessions that I'm regularly posting. Another one came out today. And, because it's free, you're going to notice that all of your old nutrition questions, they start to get answered off top, no fees required. And because they get answered, you're already a step closer to whatever your goal is. And getting to our goals is why we're doing this thing. All right. So let's talk about it. We're thinking about the nature of pain because I remember telling you guys, and even when I asked my friend, my coach, some years back about that, I thought, man, that must have hurt. And then when he told me that he ran his 50 miles and it was virtual, I was like, dang, on a treadmill? You must have ankles of rebar and steel. And he's like, no. But even the idea of him running around in a circle, even those stories that you read, if you guys ever picked up Sir David of Goggins, right? Saint David of Goggins Shire. If you pick up his book right there and you read that, the amount of ultramarathons that he's done, there is a measure of him dealing with pain and inside of it actually increasing his pain tolerance, not pain threshold, pain tolerance in real time. Literally something that you can train. Literally something that you can, in fact, train. And you guys might think about the fact that you're maybe going to or never going to do a marathon. And one of the first things that'll come up is that pain when I'm on the treadmill and I'm doing my little runs right there. And they're not that little, but like compared to what some people can do, I'm like, oh yeah, that was just a jog. Or even my mom, I'm like, I've run with her and she's had to slow all the way down. She's 30 years older than me, pretty much. Slow all the way down in order for me to keep pace with her for some periods of time. And I just remember thinking, like, I've done this. I've been in competitions and I've had to do like running and treadmill and road work. Never something that was easy for me, by the way. Never been something that was easy for me personally, but it was always like that pain. And it makes you think how much of that is purely, it's a matter of threshold. It's a matter of tolerance for sure. But how much of it is like ignorable? How much of it is just put it out of your mind and keep grinding away? Because remember, we talked about the mind as a governor, a physical governor. That book Endure that Alex Hutchinson read that talks about this endurance, it's talking about the mind as a governor where it's like, I got to stop running. You know why I'm doing structural? We turn into like wispy old people. Risk averse, wispy old people, right? And this is so contrary to the nature of what I think modern day older Americans, elderly, whatever, olds, I think are a lot like tougher physically, mentally. Yes, I mean, you've seen it all, you've been through it all, but physically I'm feeling like we're just uncovering a whole like iron class of olds. Nonetheless, I'm thinking like, you turn into that. You turn into like your old risk averse, you know what I'm saying? Old caretaker when you were a kid that didn't want you to go outside because there were like mosquitoes outside. Like you turn into, that's what your brain goes, oh, you should stop running. You're damaging your ACL. And if your ACL goes, we start catastrophizing. These two things play a delicate, albeit very manageable and partly genetic balance inside the body. All right. We're talking about our pain threshold and we're talking about our pain tolerance. All right. We're thinking about our threshold first. Thinking about our threshold. You walk into a room, you've just crossed the threshold into that room, the doorway. One room was the foyer, right? And that's where you, in a big house or a nicer house or an older house, you walk in and it's like there's a useless table, like a 3-foot table that's topped with glass. So you can't actually put anything on it because it'll break. On it, there's a vase. Nobody uses this vase. All the flowers are dead, right? You turn to the right if you got a big, you know what I'm saying, a big two-story house right there, a nicer one, whatever. There's the staircase, you know what I mean? And underneath the staircase, there's that crawl space, that little doorway. I think, I never seen Harry Potter, but didn't Harry like chill in that? That's where he stayed, right? Then you have a picture. There's room enough for a portrait, a picture, probably an oil painting, right? We like this in our foyers. Now, the richer you get, probably there's more fancy stuff up in there. These are circles circles that you run in, I run in maybe. Point is, you leave the foyer, and you're in another room, you cross the threshold. When you stop being totally comfortable, the minimum stimulus that makes you uncomfortable, the minimum, the point at which the sensation becomes uncomfortable, which varies differently, is your threshold. Is your threshold. Right? Is your threshold. So just to evaluate this, we're thinking like if you smash your hand with a hammer, and I only use this as a description because I had a high school professor that described the act of sex as the opposite of smashing it with a hammer. Because he was, I went to an all-boys school. He was trying to convey that like to us as ninth graders. Some like just prude, some just really just sheltered youngster to say, hey, does that feel good? Does sex feel good? And my professor was like, and he was reading anonymous questions. Everybody dropped this into the hat. And he goes, well, if it felt like smashing it with the hammer, no one would do it, right? So while no one would actually smash their hand with a hammer, we can agree that everyone's threshold is pretty much the same, that if you smash your thumb with a hammer, it's going to hurt. Now, if you step on a Lego, some people got tough feet, don't hurt. You get it right in the corner, it's going to hurt everybody. Some of us will walk it off. And there is the difference right there in threshold. Some people, that Lego that you step on is never, you don't even notice. It's like stepping on pebbles. I increase my pain threshold personally, just to let you guys know personally. I walk around it barefoot as much as I can. Because for me, just in the gym, when you're doing your kickboxing, your Muay Thai, you're barefoot anyway. When you're working your reformer, the closer you can get to being barefoot, the better. The closer you can establish a feel with your feet, better balance you have, better proprioception you have, better motor unit development you have with the head to foot connection. They literally have a thing called reflexology that is very old, and it has to do a lot with where your nerve bundles and etc. We'll keep it there. Travel into your extremities. There is so much going on there. And so I walk around as barefoot as much as I can. Real talk, I don't care. I do not, because when I see people hopping around because the sand's too hot, or like they got to run to the car real quick and they can't tolerate, ow, ow. And or there's a couple of pebbles, or I'm like, there's no slowing in my game. I'm ready for the apocalypse. Anyway, there is a measure of threshold there. And one thing that we can do is adjust that just a little bit. It's not genetic. It's not set in stone. It doesn't mean that just because you have a threshold for this that you won't for that. But it is the minimum place where things become painful. And there is a little bit of variance there for everybody, plus or minus, like how much you can take of something. Definitely everybody who puts their hand on a hot stove is going to recoil in vicious pain. Please let the opposite never be true. Pain tolerance, however, is like the delta after that. All right. It's the delta after that first stimulus goes off in your brain and you're like, get me away from the thing. How much of that can you take? That's your tolerance. And that, according to a meta-analysis, pain, just call, look at this. This is a scientific article in the journal called Pain. This is a scientific journal. I love this. Called Pain, right? And we're not talking just about emotional pain right here, psychological pain, emotional scarring. We're not talking about that. We're talking about physical psychomotor pain. In 2012, Jones and others concluded that athletes can tolerate more pain than non-athletes, suggesting that regular intense training may increase tolerance. Going back to that Saint David of Goggins book where he was running and actually increasing in real time his ability to take all the pain in the world. leapfrogging off of that, we might even be able to conclude that when we're hearing these stories about people going through the hellish boot camps inside the military, that that's exactly what we're designed to do. We're there to take on a measure of pain. When we used to do sparring sessions inside the gym, man or woman does not matter, right? So get that picture out of your mind that it's all dudes, because it definitely isn't and hasn't been. Now, less than ever. Well, that sparring, it used to be hard sparring. I remember working with a coach and there was two or three types of sparring. There was live and there was like just full go. And that live stuff, it was more structured, more technical, but it was basically there so that you can increase your tolerance. When you play sports, when you're young and you have to do a contact sport, you'll often get exposed to a measure of pain tolerance, which can be a little bit influenced by taking on a little bit more of that action, a little bit more of that stimulus, so that you can say, hey, we're going to increase that tolerance a little bit more, so that by the time you get to a point where you think you can keep going, you will, rather than stopping after that minimum threshold. On Goggins, I think man's has a greater threshold, right? A greater threshold. So when we talked about that gray area where if some people step on that Lego or that pebble, it's not going to do anything to them. He's probably like the dude that it's not going to do anything to necessarily. That could be a little bit of the genetics. It could be just a little bit of the callousing of the body and the skill and the skin. Could be some of that mental also, just not letting you feel certain types of pain. Definitely, you have to raise your threshold whenever you're going in to do your sparring, whenever you're going in to do your athleticism, whenever you're going in to do a long bike ride or a long run. You have to increase your threshold off top. You have to think, I got to put on my shield real quick. I got to don my armor. Then that tolerance too, especially with Goggins, I think he's built it up so freaking high. It might be the highest on the planet, out of any human on the planet, maybe. And that might be why he's so like enigmatic. Might be the highest on the planet, but that is trainable. So if you have a high threshold and then you have that high tolerance, you might be able to run for 300 miles or whatever it is that people out here are doing these days. I don't think that's too much, right? I'll take a plane. Regular exposure to strenuous activity may not alter pain threshold, right? But does increase pain tolerance, just like we said before. So endurance athletes push their bodies to the absolute limit because in theory, ancient man, if they had to chase down, you know what I mean, they saw that there were some buffalo roaming through here. They don't know how long that buffalo has been through here, but they know it's there. They're living out in the plain. Ancient man needs to hunt that down. Ancient woman needs to hunt that down. And what ancient people are going to do, they're going to just follow those tracks for as long as possible. Noticing that those tracks are thinning out, ancient man and woman has evolved into be able to last as long as humanly possible until that meat hits your belly or you don't eat, you don't live, your family fails, your tribe dies. So we've developed this measure of endurance. We are the most endurant capable species on the planet because we can do that. Species, genus, whatever. Because we're able to do that. Because we're able to do that, we're able to endure for long periods of time. So while that threshold may not, we know that having endurance means you must. Because the longer you carry on, the longer you keep running, the longer you're hunting down all that delicious bison, both theoretical and metaphorical, the longer you have to endure, and that pain is going to kick in at some point. Resisting it is crucial. This is where our mind can set in. We also talk about pain. We sing songs about pain. We've written books about pain. We've translated pain laterally to mean emotional or heartbreak. Literally, that brings about a feeling of pain. The response when you break up with someone that you've been with for a long time is physical fucking pain, because pain is this type of way that we address behaviors and, better yet, consequences. It's a way that we address or making real the consequences of our behaviors in life. And how we cope has to do with how much pain we let in or are able to tolerate in general, right? How much of that is psychological? How much of that is stressful? Pain becomes almost the measuring tape to which how much stress we can actually handle. Pain becomes the pivot point where we can either move into a direction of healing, where we can stick around. It means we're never going to get to a place where we can ever feel that again. It can be a place where terror starts to pick up inside of our souls. It can be a place where the most oppressive amongst us are able to go back to that same spot, not worrying about it. But we know that there's an inflection point with that pain. It is just this great physical and metaphysical condition for humans. Man, I feel like, man, that's my next rap song right there. Right? That's bars right there. Well, when we think about the nature of pain psychologically, we're talking about resilience. And we remember we said that was a skill. So if you go back a few episodes ago, maybe at this point it's like a month, 2 months ago, maybe even three, where we talked about resiliency as this skill that you develop by putting yourself into situations, maybe situations that are psychologically painful from the physicality. We don't want to put ourselves into normally psychological places where pain is the outcome. That'd just be weird. But we definitely want to withstand the ego telling us to only stay safe when it means that we're making corrective moves on our life, that the behaviors are in this place, that we're making corrections on our life. Determination and grit. Avoiding, dealing with, better yet, rolling with resistance, dealing with discomfort. These are mental challenges, and this is how we manifest pain as it pertains to us at a metaphysical, greater than the body self. So what can we do? Regularly test your physical tolerance and push it. Remember, that's that delta between what we can take and what we think we can take, or when we're willing to stop. Knowing that you can train past that gives you a reason to keep pushing onward when it gets a little bit painful. For the hundreds of times that you guys are going to be out there running on your treadmill, walking on your treadmill, trying to go outside and do your thing, hitting your heavy bag, guess what? Just around the corner, there is total relief. It's amazing. Our bodies are indoctrinated to believe or to feel, to embrace a measure of comfort and relief from pushing all the way through and not stopping when things are perceived as too difficult, too painful. Thinking about your eating too is super duper important. I talked about it earlier this week on the YouTube channel right there. Coach Johan Intensity, go there right there, and you guys are going to get all these dope videos. This week I talked about the nature of antioxidants as it pertains to your gut biome, but yo, eat your berries, eat your, you know, polyphenols. We talk about polyphenols inside of chocolate. Basically, we're talking about anti-inflammatory things, things that are going to make your body heal a little bit better so you're not in chronic constant pain, which your threshold may or may not withstand, but taking certain medicines can increase your threshold. I feel like if you're in chronic pain, you automatically are getting your tolerance to go way up because you have to. I actually had this conversation many years ago with two friends, and one of the friends was like, doesn't it hurt when people hit you? We're all watching some boxing, and she knew a couple of boxers, and she's like, doesn't that hurt? And I was thinking, man, yeah, that should always hurt when somebody hits you with a leather glove in the face. Like, it should always hurt. It's like when you trip and stub your finger on the concrete sidewalk. Doesn't that hurt? Who's going to say no, right? thinking about going back to our nutrition, anti-inflammatory, so we don't have to live with chronic inflammation and pain, proper hydration. We don't need to inadvertently lower our pain tolerance, right? By just being in chronic pain all the time and suffering. That's not what we want. And I do mean lower, because the next time some outside inadvertent event happens, ouch, don't want to deal with it. And just thinking about the perception of pain, being mindful about it, that's a critical tool for endurance, is being able to stretch how far you're willing to take. And where, again, we talked about that mixing of metaphysical, that melding where mind and body determine that pain is very real, but how? How is it? It's just the consequence. It's us analyzing the consequence of a behavior, right? How far did I run today? Was it really painful? Because sometimes it's not. And then, you know, if I got in, I had to really change a relationship with someone and let them go. Was that really painful, or is it better for me? That interpretation, that gray area, taking time to think about that can actually stretch what we think as tolerance is. So make sure you guys do that this weekend when you're out there getting busy, getting back after it, making more moves. I'm going to leave you right there with that. It's the Final Word Friday. And this week, the final word has to be endure as much as you can, my friends. We're back at it next week on Monday. But until then, stay all the way up. Thanks for listening.